President Biden is speaking in Tulsa, Oklahoma today to memorialize those who died in a race massacre there 100 years ago. On this day in 1921, a white mob continued its attack on black residents in Tulsa's Greenwood District, so prosperous at the time it was known as Black Wall Street. The mob burned down homes and businesses and killed as many as 300 people. President Biden will use today's visit to unveil sweeping new policies to address the racial wealth gap. NPR White House correspondent Aisha Roscoe joins us now. Aisha, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And why don't we start with the symbolism of the president's visit to Tulsa today? Because for so many years, this massacre was just pretty much ignored. And now a president is marking the anniversary. How meaningful is that?
It is meaningful because it was ignored, and then it was also for a long time called a riot, made as if it was the black people, a race riot in the town, when what it was a massacre. It was an attack by a white mob on this prosperous black town. And so after all of these years, 100 years, to finally have the federal government at least, you know, marking this moment and saying this happened and acknowledging that, it is meaningful and it is significant, especially when white people were indicted for this. There were no repercussions for those who carried this out.
Well, President Biden is meeting with people from the community. What do they want from the president or the federal government?
I think what they asked for, you had survivors testify before Congress recently, and what they were asking for is justice overall. They do want reparations. That would come from the state and the local government because it is argued that the state or town deputized some of these white individuals who went into the town and attacked, and so that this was state violence that they should get reparations for what happened. And so I think by having the federal government there, there's a desire for acknowledgement, but also for pressure, for something to be done in a meaningful way to address the harm that happened.
I think it's important to point out that this massacre, like many other horrible acts of violence in other cities in our history, wiped out black wealth and prosperity at the time, which, you know, continues its legacy today and contributes to the wealth gap that we see today. So what is the president trying to do to address it?
So what President Biden is going to announce actions today that would try to address racial discrimination in the housing market. Obviously, housing is the way people in the U.S. are able to pass along their wealth, the way most people are able to pass along their wealth. So addressing disparities there, and also trying to get more money to small disadvantaged businesses through government contracting.
Tell me more about those disadvantaged businesses. How would that work?
So basically what the government is going to do is try to use federal contracting. There's so much money in that, and try to raise the amount of money that goes to small disadvantaged businesses. And that would also, you know, put a priority on minority owned businesses. And so to raise that by 50%, government investment in that by 50%. And what they say is that would translate to more an additional $100 billion over 5 years if they are able to meet that target.
And what do we know about the issue of student debt forgiveness? It looks like the NAACP thinks that the president's proposed plan hasn't gone far enough.
Yes, that is a complaint from NAACP National President Derek Johnson. He says that if the administration really wants to address the racial wealth gap, that they should deal with the student loan debt crisis, because that falls disproportionately on black Americans. And so they are saying that they need to address that. That is not called for in the current plan that is going to be unrolled today. But that is a complaint that the NAACP is making, that there should be something to deal with student loan debt.
And just briefly, Aisha, where does the president plan to get this money?
Well, so, right, the money for the contracting would be money that's already available. And then when they're dealing with the housing discrimination, that would be, you know, in agencies looking at how they can do enforcement actions to stop discrimination. The rest of the money for investment in communities would be from the American Jobs Plan. So that would be something that would have to be passed by Congress.
I see. NPR White House correspondent Ayesha Roscoe, thank you very much for your reporting.
Thank you.